Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Molly Morris. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Gary.
So Molly is the News Tribune's managing editor, which means she helps manage the newsroom, but she also has a dual role. For several years now, she has been her magazine editor. So she balances the two duties, and we're here today to talk about her magazine, which is on newsstands now. Molly, give us an idea, first of all. Let's step back for a minute and let's just talk about how we come up with this bi-monthly magazine.
Sure. So her magazine, as you said, is bi-monthly, so six times a year. So we try to plan as far out as we can, sometimes a year in advance. Each magazine has its own theme, and then the stories inside are kind of a play on that theme, usually about women in the community or things that are appealing to men or women. I like the stories to have a broader interest. I know it's called her magazine, but ideally there's something for everyone in the publication.
So as we talk about this issue, the November-December issue, what was the theme?
The theme of the November-December issue this year had kind of a retro throwback type of vibe. As you get closer to the holidays, you want things that are comforting and cozy. And for me, I love classic things. I love old movies, old TV shows, old books. And so I wanted a magazine that had that kind of feel and just made you feel a little bit warm and cozy inside.
Yeah, one of the things I enjoy on the first few pages, Molly does a column, and I really enjoyed her column where she talks about some of the vintage things that she likes that kind of inspired this edition.
Yeah, I would to this day say the movie Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck ranks pretty high in my list of favorite movies. I enjoy the classics.
How many times have you seen it?
Oh, I own it. I mean, now you can probably stream it somewhere, but I own the DVD back when DVD players were more of a thing, but I've seen it countless times.
All right. Well, so let's talk about this issue. So the cover of it has this beautiful car on it. So what's the story behind the car?
So the car is from Micah and Rusty Baldwin's Brazito home. They have a ton of vintage cars. We have some more photos of them inside. It's pretty impressive. But my understanding, and I wasn't able to be at this photo shoot, but my understanding is that's actually an ambulance.
Oh, wow.
From 1946. It's a Ford ambulance, and it's a pretty rare automobile, according to the story. There aren't many of them that exist anymore. So this family, they have so many classic cars, and they refer to their big garage as the toy box because it's just full of these old cars that they love to tinker with. And their teenage daughter actually is involved with cars as well. And so it was kind of a neat story. I'm sure it's the whole family that collect and work on and just share this passion for vintage automobiles.
I love that story. I mean, it of course, you had me sold on it when you were talking about there's a 66 Mustang, I think someone had.
Yeah, I'm not remembering what year, but an old Mustang.
Yeah, which is one of the cars I drove when I was 16. And so they're beautiful cars. And just that classic architecture, if you will, of those cars, I just think it's an attractive thing. They make a statement when you're driving down the road, and folks like the ones you featured here are very proud of the hard work they put into it, as well as the care they take on these beautiful machines.
Yeah, the story inside the magazine about the local people who collect these cars, several of the people interviewed referred to just the environment and the culture around collecting vintage automobiles, and just car people are nice people, I think might be a direct quote from one of the sources. They just really enjoy sharing that passion with one another, and it's more than just the cars, it's the whole community aspect of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to pause for a quick commercial break and say, her magazine is on newsstands now, so where are some of the newsstands where you might be able to pick up a copy of this?
Certainly you can come by the News Tribune office in downtown Jefferson City. We have a rack outside of the building, and if that's empty, which I hope it is because so many people have picked it up, you can always come inside and grab a free copy. We also are usually stocked at Hy-Vee and Walmart, and I believe Schulte's.
All right, so multiple places around town. You can also find it on our November 16th e-edition, which you can find at newstribune.com under today's edition.
And of course, you can go to our website. It's newstribune.com/her, and all the stories will be there, as well as a link to a digital version you can click through.
Perfect. Okay, so let's get back to the stories. That's the fun part. So what are some other stories that we have in this issue?
We kind of kicked off with the question of why retro? Like, what is the appeal of vintage cars, of vintage clothing, of old movies, collectible items? So we talked to a couple local women who run vintage antique type shops in town. Mm-hmm. They had some different things to say, some of it you'd expect, but maybe not all of it. For some, it's that individuality of having your own style, and maybe it's you're wearing bell bottoms from the 70s or what have you, but that flair, that uniqueness that you can claim to be your own. But for other people, it's the stories that are associated mm-hmm. with vintage items. You know, if you go to an antique shop, this figurine may mean nothing to you, but there's a story behind it and why someone collected it. And when you start having those conversations with people about their furniture or vintage items, it brings out a nice conversation. So they're conversation pieces.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very creative mindset when you mm-hmm. approach that. I think of at one point we have, I don't know where it's at now, we had a toolbox, old wooden toolbox that, you know, we would go from job site to job site where you could slide your handsaw in there, your tools. That was our coffee table for many years.
Oh, yeah. My dad is a big collector of all sorts of antiques, and he has a million collections.
Yeah.
But in my parents' kitchen, their breakfast bar counter is an old workbench that was in my, I want to say it was my dad's grandpa's garage or his parents' garage, but it's an old metal workbench, and he put a new wood top on it. But it's just a neat story that we have that in their home.
Yeah, it's that connecting generations there, and it's an opportunity to use objects in new settings, a new use, and it's just, those shops are just fascinating when you go through. I mean, you see how they've repurposed some of these things. So definitely check out the story and check out the shops. I mean, sure. it's a fun place to be.
Yeah.
So another story. What are we talking about?
Let's talk about bread.
I love bread.
I love bread too.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, I'd go to my grandma's house every single day after school, and she had one of those old bread machines where you just mix everything in
yep.
and turn it on
yep.
and it just smelled amazing. But it's, baking bread is not something that people do a lot until kind of recently. You didn't hear much about it until really in 2020, and pandemic hit and people were bored and at home and there were shortages at the stores, and for whatever reason baking bread kind of became in vogue again.
Yeah.
So we talked to a couple local people who just, as a hobby, they're not professional bakers, they just enjoy baking bread. And if you want to take a stab at it, we have a recipe from one of the sources in the magazine, so you can try your hand at a French bread recipe. It sounds pretty good.
All right, so you also had a story just about folks recollecting their holiday memories.
Yeah, you know, this is our November-December issue, and in the past we've done this entire issue as kind of a holiday theme, but I wanted to get away from that a little bit. But at the same time, in December, you can't not talk about Christmas.
Right.
So we asked a handful of women in the community just to share some of their favorite Christmas traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people talking about baking cookies with their family. There's one woman who works for a school, and she's really into holiday sweaters. And the entire month of December, I think she wears a different holiday sweater, and just the smiles and conversations that that brings about.
Sure. So this issue is wrapped up. It's on stands. And again, you can get copies here at the News Tribune, 210 Monroe, various sites around town, including the larger grocery stores. So pick up a free copy. Right now, our attention has turned to the next issue. Yes?
Yeah, we're looking to 2023. And so we're still kind of assembling our calendar and figuring out our themes. We're always open to suggestions. You can drop me an email at molly@newstribune.com. Whether it's a story idea, a theme idea, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. We always love your feedback. So please reach out to us and help us plan this next issue, as well as any thoughts you have on how we might improve it. Molly, great issue. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.